The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'd like to welcome our friends down in Kalamazoo at 1360 Kalamazoo's Talk Radio. And we are live on 107.3 WBBL in Grand Rapids. I'm Jop, and he's Bob. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys. We're smoking up the statewide backyards.
Welcome back to the Michigan Talk Network. It is The Grillin' Guys, and I am the original infraredneck.
If you were in studio, you would understand exactly what that is.
And joining us today, we also have Colonel Denny Gillum.
Hooah! Hooah! Yeah. You got it. You know, this is Memorial Day weekend, and one of the things that some people recognize is that there's a tradition that on Memorial Day, the flag is flown at half staff until noon, and then it's raised to the full height. But I got a quick piece of trivia for you, Bob. There's only one Army post, Army or Air Force post, in the world where the American flag can ever be flown at half-mast. Ever be flown at half-mast. Do you know where that is?
I'm going to say Arlington.
No, it's at West Point.
Oh.
Because the flagpole at West Point is the main ship, main mast off the battleship Maine that was sunk in Havana Harbor at the beginning of Spanish-American War. Every other post has a staff, not a mast, and the flag is flown at half staff, not at half mast.
Ah,
unless
nice.
You're on a boat.
Wow, that is great. Now, Colonel Gillum is the host of Frontlines of Freedom. And that's a wonderful show. It's heard all around Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. And you've been doing that show for several years. That's like an hour-long weekend show on Saturdays or Sundays.
Hour-long. Our fifth anniversary is next week.
What's your website?
Frontlinesoffreedom.com.
Okay, speaking of the front lines of the wine industry is Michigan. And right now, there's a big golf outing going down southwest Michigan, Jop. And there's this fella sitting out in a vineyard that makes some crazy good wine. One of my favorites that he makes is Steelhead. And we're talking about Domaine Berry and Cellars. And on the live line right now is the proprietor, the vintner, the man, and a heck of a walleye catcher, Wally Maurer.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Wally.
Oh, it's great to be on your show again. It's a great show.
Well, it'd be much better if you were up here and we were sipping your wine, because that's always the best part. You've got a great golf outing going on right in your backyard. Are any of those people going to be slipping over for a little taste of some Domaine Berrien?
Yeah, we hope. We hope that's the program. There's a lot of folks in town, and we've seen people trickling in all week, depending on, you know, when they what pro they were following and when they had their tickets for the outing. But it's been a great thing here for Berrien County, and great opportunity to highlight what Southwest Michigan has to offer.
Well, you need to send Katie over to the outing with some samples and just bait them back.
Right, we're trying that. We've been trying that. I think they're going to be back again in 2014, and a lot of us didn't know what to expect, and we'll be a lot more educated come 2014 and getting not only my wines, but some of the representative wines of our area over there to the course.
So how is your grape production going to be this year? What do you suppose the frost is going to cost the Michigan grape industry?
Well, I won't candy coat it. I am an optimist, first of all, and I won't candy coat the fact that warm weather in March was the kiss of death for not only wine grapes, but for a lot of the different fruits that are grown in the area. However, that being said, we grow 21 varieties, and I know it's crazy. It feels even to myself crazy at times, but this is a year when you have these different, what I call a diverse portfolio. And I have been clipped up to about 50% on a couple varieties, and the rest of the varieties are perfect, excellent. So it's exciting, yet there's a little bit of, you know, heartache from the spring.
Yeah, Wally, I think you're on the fortunate end. As we move farther north up the state, those numbers go a lot higher on what's been clipped and the loss of the fruit crop. We've talked to people up in the Traverse City area that they're estimating, you know, 75-80% of their crop is gone. So it'll be an interesting year. This year's grapes get made into wine, which will be sold at approximately, what, year or two or 3 years, depending on the varietal?
Right. White's usually about that 1 to 2 years, and then reds you start seeing out come out after that 18 months, 24 months.
And rule of thumb on a white, if you've got it in the bottle, what's the longest time you can hold that on your rack? 2 to 4 years?
Wow. My adage has always been whites for dinner, reds for the cellar. But that being said, I get a lot of emails from folks that have taken my white wines, and a year, 2, 3 years down the road, they're opening it and they're sending me this wonderful email. And though I do recommend whites to be consumed a little earlier, I'm very proud to know that they enjoyed them and the wines are holding up well.
So the longest you'd want to keep a white, let's say I've got a 2006 on the rack, it's time to drink it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's personal preference. What happens with that white wine specifically is the acidity starts to get a little soft. It gets a little flabby. And what people like in that white wine is that crispness, is that palate cleansing that happens when you're mixing food and wine, or you're just drinking white wine. You want that finish to end, and you want to have some definition in the wine. And that sort of goes by the wayside as you start to age some of the whites that are really made to be consumed more early than later.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're talking to our friend Wally Maurer from Domaine Berry and Cellars. Wally, if no one has been to the winery before, tell us a little bit about what they'll see when they pull up, and tell us how to get there as well.
Okay, we're located in the heart of Berrien County in Berrien Springs, just outside Baroda, and you can visit our website at Domaine with an E, Berrien as in Berrien County, Michigan.com. DomaineBerrien.com, and we got a little map thing there. You can see where we're at. But when you come out to our spot, not only as you're driving in and approaching our area, are you seeing, you know, all kinds of grapes and agriculture going on. It's rural with a little bit of city flair, and you know, you drive down our driveway through our grape vineyard and up to our cellar door there, and we provide tastings every day, noon to 5, of our different wines that we make. Everything we make, we grow right here on the property and make right here in our facility. And
that makes it an estate wine.
A lot of fun, you know, a little education, a little wine, a little vino, talk a little food. I know that's right up your guys' alley.
Yeah, it is. But the comment that Bob just made is because you're bottling the wine or the grapes that are grown on your vineyard, it's called a state wine. Is that correct?
That is correct. The government allows me to use that designation to let people know that they should expect just a little bit more in cahoots with the winemaker and the grape grower, that they actually are working together and have a plan. And we tend to crop our grapes purely with wine in mind, not just growing it as a farmer.
Wally, give us your best recommendation for a white wine to go with the barbecued chicken that I'm going to be making this weekend. Wherever I'm at, campground, my cottage, whatever it is, I'm going to throw some chicken on the barbecue. What's a great white wine to go with that?
Well, it's one of your favorites, and it's one of the most versatile white wines we have, and both dry drinkers and people that like a little off-dry like it, but it's our Steelhead White, which is just a great, great, great wine with fish and chicken, with great friends sitting on the deck before you eat, while you're watching the coals turn gray. You know, it just goes around real good.
So did you just release some more Steelhead?
We did.
And what is that, 2010?
That is our 2011 vintage.
2011, okay. Because the last time I talked to you, you had sold out, and I can see why. Because that wine is a beautiful white. I believe it's a Chardonnay, isn't it?
Yeah, it has some Sauvignon Blanc, and the next component is Chardonnay and a little Pinot Grigio, and it's got that nice, crisp, refreshing citrus character. And it's just that Chardonnay without the oak gives a little bit more lush mouthfeel, so it's a little creamier.
Oh,
and it's just
so good.
An easy wine to drink.
It's really good. And if you've never had a taste of Steelhead from Domaine Berrien, you've got it, that wine in itself is worth the drive over there. It's just a phenomenal pleasure, and I hope you did well with the walleye, and I hope you're getting out there and banging some more before you get too busy in the vineyard.
Well, things are happening fast, so I think my fishing time is coming to an end, but you know, maybe a perch trip or two out on Lake Michigan. It's a great, great body of water.
You've got my cell.
Yeah.
Yes. We got to do it.
I know. Okay, thanks so much, Wally.
Yep, talk to you, Bob. Job. Thanks.
All right, that was Wally Maurer from Domaine Berry & Sellers. Check him out online. You've got to have some of that wine. It's good stuff. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. It's Memorial Day weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up that grill.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.